What does it look like to use for God's glory the strengths He has given you? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Stephen McCoy says the first step is to offer your abilities to God.
We need to say, God, here are my talents, like in Matthew 25, the parable of the talents. And what the master wanted them to do was to use them, to take a risk, to invest them. And one of the guys was fearful of the master, and so he hid his talent. But I think we need to see God is for us, He loves us, and we need to step out and trust Him with what He's given us.
Stephen points out ways that you can uniquely make your life count.
You know, we all have different talents, and I think the idea is bloom where you're planted. I tell people, use what God has given you, and you will be kind of, people will see that. And you, different talents have different ways of demonstrating it. You know, the scripture says, I think in Matthew 12, let your light shine before men. So your light can be in different ways. You can shine doing a good job. You can shine in a lot of ways. But what is it that God has done in your life? And look for opportunities to talk about your faith. But people do it differently. Some of the more verbal can talk. Some people can be a little quieter. But there's different ways that you can share your faith, not just the speaking ways. You can write. There's just a lot of ways. But letting your light shine what is it that God's doing to shine through you, and then share the gospel and opportunities that God brings up.
Letting your light shine through what you do and through sharing what God has done in your life are practical ways you can make a difference. For more ideas about sharing your faith, go to makingyourlifecount.com.